The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Everybody's heard or seen movies about sort of high school jocks versus geeks. Well, not often do you find good-looking jock types who also have geek-level computer smarts. It turns out that the same goes in the wild. But the divergent personalities among wild male animals do not seem to hurt their ability to obtain food. Researchers have seen a lot of variation in ability to compete in individuals. There seems to be a trade-off between the ability to compete and cognitive ability. The researchers studied members of a species of perching bird called the great tit to see how these personality tests translate into behaviors in nature. Individuals with bold and aggressive personalities seem to be better adapted to the here and now because they can outcompete against other individuals. Still, in the long run, this competitive personality is costly in energy and health. And so what the more shy personalities lack in competitive abilities, they make up in staying power. The ornithologists found that the birds that had scored highest on exploration behavior were the best at competing for time at the bird feeder, while the birds that scored high on the problem-solving scale spent less time competing over food, but ended up getting just as much food in the long run.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.